Good morning. This morning prayer on the seventh Sunday of Easter. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and close us with the power from on high. Hallelujah. What God has prepared for those who love him, he has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You bring pardon and peace to the broken in heart. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You make one by your Spirit the torn and divided. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect for today. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ has gone before, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And the psalm. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. Blessed are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the assembly of the scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on his law day and night. Like a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither, whatever they do, it shall prosper. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. As for the wicked, it is not so with them. They are like chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked shall not be able to stand in judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Our first reading is from 1 John 5, starting to read at verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And the canticle today. The Spirit of the Lord fills the whole world. Alleluia. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you will shall be clean from all your uncleannesses. A new heart I will give you, and put a new spirit within you. The Spirit of the Lord fills the whole world. Alleluia. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. The Spirit of the Lord fills the whole world. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The second reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, starting to read at verse 6. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I'm coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And Steph has given me a reflection on the readings. This morning's gospel reading is a part of Jesus' final farewell teaching to his disciples. Jesus and his disciples have gathered in the upper room. Jesus has just washed his disciples' feet. He has predicted Judas's betrayal. He has predicted Peter's denial. Jesus has told his friends that the Holy Spirit will come as promised. And now he imparts his final words. There's an urgency about this. Time is running out, and Jesus knows it. I can imagine the atmosphere in that upper room. Jesus is troubled. He knows the pain of what lies ahead. Part of that pain is saying goodbye to his friends. If we could pause the scene there, I wonder what you would do at that moment if you were Jesus. There must have been so many things he wanted to say or do. In the final moments, verse 1 of chapter 17, John tells us that Jesus looks to heaven and prays. This passage from John is called Jesus' highly priestly prayer. Sometimes people call it the other Lord's Prayer. But unlike the Our Father, this prayer is not succinct and poetic. This is long and rambling. Jesus wants his disciples to hear what he is praying, but he is not teaching them a new prayer. He is pouring out his heart to heaven. And what is Jesus asking? Is he asking for himself, knowing what lies ahead of him? No, Jesus spends his final moments with his friends praying for them. Jesus asks God to protect them by your name, protect them from the evil one, protect them so they may be one, just as Jesus and his Father are one. It's a picture of Jesus we don't often think about. We think about Jesus, the teacher, the healer, the miracle worker, but Jesus, the intercessor, Jesus, the one who prays, Jesus entrusts his friends to God and intercedes for them. He loves them that much. Jesus prayed. We pray. I pray. It's something I have thought about a lot over the years, and thinking about prayer and actually doing it is a challenge. We pray in a world which is overflowing with tragedy, illness, violence, injustice, and oppression. When we pray, what happens? Does God directly intervene? Does God's intervention depend on us asking? Can prayer change God? If you look over the Bible, there's a long track record of people, intercessors, who have said prayers on behalf of one another. Abraham interceded on behalf of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Moses interceded for Israel. Ezra prayed to God, identifying with the sins of the people, as did Elijah and Daniel and Nehemiah. I believe that prayer has powerful and real effects. We pray for justice and an end to violence, and for the sick to be healed. I believe in the power of prayer, but I'm also aware that even though I pray, people still get ill, violence continues, and injustice abounds. The challenge of intercessory prayer is that it's subjective. What looks like an answer to prayer to me might look like a different answer to you. So why do we pray? I pray because I feel compelled to pray. Something inside me cries out to God. It's about relationship. It's about worship. There is something so strong inside me that desperately desires to know God, to connect with Him. And the best way to do it is to pray. And I have discovered over the years that when I pray, I can use words, but I don't have to. I can pray and laugh and cry. I can pray and sing. I can pray and paint. I can pray and walk. I can pray and cook supper. I can pray in joy and despair and in hope. Prayer shows me that I am not alone. God is with me. And God is with this broken world also. As C.S. Lewis puts it, I pray because I can't help myself. Because the need flows out of me all the time, waking or sleeping. I also pray because Jesus prayed. I pray because I love and I am loved. And when you are in love, you ask. You ask for those in need. And when we pray, we ask the very person who is love to meet us in our prayers. Even Jesus asked for his friends. This week is Thy Kingdom Come. We have been asked to pray for our friends, five of them, that they may come to know Jesus. Praying for his friends was the last thing Jesus did before his arrest. It didn't wow them with some final miracles. He didn't talk to them about what lay ahead. He looked up to heaven and prayed for his friends because he loved them. Jesus asked because he loved. May we do the same. Thank you. And Steve is going to lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Almighty God, may our prayers ascend to you. Just as Jesus Christ, your Son, was taken up to heaven. As we celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus, let it inspire in us feelings of joy and hope, rather than fear and separation, as we await the coming of the Holy Spirit, risen and ascended Lord. Hear us. Everlasting God, we pray for our bishops, James, Jackie, and all church leaders. We give thanks for all your people who serve in any way in these parishes. Bless us, we pray, and make us a blessing to others as we work together to live the gospel of Jesus Christ in this place. Risen and ascended Lord, hear us. Merciful God, we pray for all who suffer. Bring your healing to those who are ill, especially Jack, Brenda, Olivia, Rosemary, Mary D, Mary B, John, Alex, Maya, Hilary, Frank, Penny, Jenny, and Chris. May they know the gentle touch of your hand upon them. Risen and ascended Lord, hear us. Draw near to all who are anxious for the future and bring comfort to all who grieve. We pray especially for the family and friends of those who have died, Jeff Walker, Joan Blackford, Anne Roxby Cox. Upon them, Lord, in your great love, risen and ascended, Lord, hear us. Creator God, we pray for our troubled world, for its people and their leaders. We pray for all caught up in war and violence and hatred, especially the innocent victims of these evils and those who are abused because of Christ. May injustice be overturned and wrong vanquished, that peace may abound and righteousness flourish. Risen and ascended Lord, hear us. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. And as we forgive those who sin against us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
And the blessing. The Spirit of truth, lead us into all truth. Give us grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and strengthen us to proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us, and those whom we love and pray for, today and always. Amen.
Amen.